The Garfield County Planning Commission Wednesday night unanimously denied a request to change language in the county's comprehensive plan to allow for higher density developments in certain areas of the county. About 40 people, mostly from Carbondale, showed up to weigh in on a development at the heart of the requested change, but the meeting was not about the development, since no plans have been submitted. It was about whether or not to change the language in the comprehensive plan, said Bob Fullerton, Planning Commission Chair.
Try to stick to the comp plan from the text amendment, not this particular project, because that's not what we're discussing.
But the approval process for a development that could have added up to 400 homes to 41 acres near Catherine's store came to an abrupt end when the commission denied the first step. Ken Arnold, who represented the applicants, Oscar and Wilma Cerise, focused on the county's need for affordable housing. But Thomas Fenton Smith, attorney for the Lions Ridge Homeowners Association, told the commission that affordable housing projects belonged inside municipal boundaries where services such as sewer and water already exist. Carbondale Mayor Dan Richardson agreed.
A few years ago, we completely rewrote our municipal code to encourage development, to make it easier to develop in dense areas like the town of Carbondale where there are those functional services. Since that time, just since June of 2016, we've approved 191 units. 191 units because that's where they belong. They don't belong in rural areas where there aren't those services.
Ken Arnold isn't sure what the next step will be for the Cerise development. For KDNK, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.